Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Tuesday, July 17th, 2012.
Episode 8.07, the AFC North Assessment Show.
Overall, episode number 451.
Talking Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, and Cincinnati Bengals. Jeff smiling. No, I didn't do it the way we did it in rehearsal.
In rehearsal, Stephen had a unique take on the Cleveland Browns that you'll just have to ask us about when we're in the UK. If you see us sometimes.
Or when we're in the next... Okay, we have to do something for the Southern California market. I keep getting emails.
Screw them all. It's because, you know what? Jesus once said a prophet is not welcome in his own home.
Is that what it is?
And it's not like people have beaten our doors down for requests.
I've been saying
this on the email. We've had a few requests.
We've had a few requests from the same three people. So I tell you what. You know what I'm going to do for those three people?
We should just have them over the house.
I'm having a party. I'm going to have a barbecue come to Steven, jump in Steven's new pool party. How about that?
Pool party, Steven's.
When do we do that? In August? Like before the season starts?
We should include them all.
Not first preseason game.
No,
we're not.
Silent.
That's a secret.
The question is
second week.
No, we should have it for a fantasy football draft. We should get them all in one team.
Okay.
The Angelinos. And we can do the live draft together.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
I think it is. And speaking of fantasy football, friends.
Well, if you played in the league with us last season, you should have already received an email letting you know how to reclaim your team.
And many people have, and we say, cool.
For everybody who's already grabbed your team, thank you. Those leagues are looking good. But there's a whole bunch of you that still haven't grabbed your teams. If you want to reclaim your team, please come out and do it. If you're not going to reclaim your team, let us know, too. That way we can start opening those spots up to new players. New players, thank you for waiting patiently. It gets open at the end of this week. Links will go out for everybody if you can go and grab a team. I can't wait for this season because I've decided that I'm not being Mr. Nice Guy anymore.
The gloves are coming off. Holy cow.
And I decided this because last year of the 10 RARNT.
Yes, do tell.
Seven of them made the playoffs.
Right.
Which is pretty impressive. 70% of my teams will go to the playoffs. Then of those seven teams, four of them managed to get to the Super Bowl. With, once again, 40%. It's not bad. But I did not win a single Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You beat me in one of them.
Sure did.
Jordy ousted me in another.
That'd be my boy.
Not very happy with him right now.
Didn't I do his draft?
No, they were here. They were actually here.
That's really cool.
Because they were here and
they came to the rave
noob
cave.
Noob was here.
Uber noob. James Tsukamoto Uber noob.
His team is up, however.
His team is available because James has moved on to bigger and better things.
Bigger and better things.
Is Jordan going to try and play while he's in college?
I asked him. He has not responded to me yet. I think he was a little upset that there's not a prize in his size, so he was mad at me.
He would never wear a piece of clothing that has his father's name on it.
Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't. It would have his uncle's name, and that's cool.
Yeah.
But he would never wear a piece of clothing with his father's name.
So you think he would give it to? He was going to give it to his partner in crime, Trevor?
Yeah, he'd probably give it to Trevor.
What did I call him once?
I don't know.
Trolls?
Trolls.
Trollsy Bond?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But anyways, fantasy football is back.
I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about it this weekend on TalkSport Radio.
TalkSport Radio. And if you guys don't know, and I guess we should probably tell them before we quickly play the intro. Jeff and I are doing a lot of work for TalkSport UK.
Very psyched. And you know what I found out on my drive to Las Vegas this weekend?
Yes.
SiriusXM Channel 207, TalkSport Radio.
There you go. So if you got Sirius.
No excuses.
Listen.
And by the way, it's always on the internet.
Yes, and for those of you who are like, it's just too late. Well, wake up, damn it.
It's too late.
It's in the middle of the night.
You got to start somewhere in this gig.
That's right.
We're starting at the bottom, and that's cool.
We're right smack dab in the middle of the night. In the UK, but in the U.S. Hit the internet.
Seriously.
Go to TalkSport. You can listen. It's a lot of fun.
And we put it up on Facebook and Twitter. Land when we're going to be on.
Yes.
And I co-hosted this Sunday night, Monday morning, six freaking live hours with Johnny Gold.
And how was that?
exhausting.
All right, and on that note, let's get it started.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Yeah, the only thing that was really difficult about that was, for example, we had on an NFL expert, Dan or Dave O'Brien from an Indianapolis radio station had on. And he was great and everything, but it was hard for me to not dominate.
Usually that's us.
Yeah, it's usually Stephen or myself being the ones who dominate the NFL conversation, and I am a co-host, so I'm supposed to just ask good questions.
Right.
And I'm not supposed to have an opinion. And when I disagree with him, and we met at the Super Bowl, he's from Indy, he was at Radio Row with us.
Right.
And so that was just a lot of fun. And after he was off, the producer comes in my ear on the talkback system and says, "Jeff, you're supposed to be interviewing. You're not supposed to be out there with all of your opinions telling him why he's wrong." I'm like, "Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. We'll do better next time." So we're still figuring this thing out. Doing live radio is quite a rush. I think it's harder than doing television, frankly. Maybe it's just that we're so accustomed to doing television. I don't know, but I find it much more difficult, especially the co-hosting role.
So remember, you're interviewing, asking questions.
Exactly. And remember, they give you cheat sheets sometimes. I didn't know that. And so when I'm talking South American football,
yes,
there's a cheat sheet. Go to the cheat sheet. Don't sit there and beat your brains out to try and realize, does Bocanegra play for Peru or Brazil? Just stop it. Just you go to the cheat sheet. And I didn't know I had the cheat sheet, so it was quite
go
bad.
Are you saying cheat sheet?
Cheat sheet.
Okay.
Good. I'm not using the son of a beach sheet.
Shishi is what I was.
Oh, shishi?
Yes.
You know, I must mumble it because they had trouble over there understanding
me
also.
I mean, is he getting the shishi?
No, I have been talking though so much the last couple of days.
That you may not talk in the show.
I probably be best not to because I was mumbling to the person at the desk at New York,
Well, look, there's lots to talk about, and we've got four teams. We've got Ravens. We've got Steelers. We've got Bengals. We've got Browns. We've got lots to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
And let's just get to NFL news. No, we're not starting with the good old boys. Much bigger things going on right
now. There's bigger things?
Franchise players getting big dollars.
Cha-ching.
And we got to start with the biggest one of all. Last week we said how in the Saints are they not giving this guy whatever?
How in the Saints?
How in the world are the Saints?
But you're right. How in the Saints are they not doing this?
Are they not giving this man
Drew Brees, give him his money.
Wants? Highest paid player in the league, 5 years, $100 million contract, $60 million guaranteed, $61 million in the first 3 years of this contract. So all he's got to do is play 3 years and get $61 million.
All he's got to do is play 2 years and get $45 million.
Yeah, something crazy.
Which ain't
like that.
Bad.
Yes. Very nice.
One
for
year
Drew Brees.
Gets you $39 million.
I think it was like 42.
30. Was it 42?
Yeah,
okay.
It was 42.
But, okay, we'll call it $40 million. So, you know, Mike Graham.
He plays this year $40
million. Mike Graham came back to me with this. How on earth can they sustain a system where they're playing these people this kind of money? And I said, Mike, there's this thing called TV revenue, and that's the reason that Scottish football could actually die, which is really sad.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not making any TV revenue?
Well, no. Rangers got a bad thing happened with one of the top clubs in the Scottish Premier League. And long story short, the viability and the Sky contract may not get renewed, which means that they may not have the money. Putting butts in the seats doesn't pay the bills.
That is
television
correct.
Rights is what owns the rules.
That is correct.
Rules of the day. And when I explained to him that they're getting him reasonably cheap because the TV dollars were going to go through the roof in 2 years, that was quite eye-opening for him. I'm like, this is a bargain.
Yes.
Drew is setting the new benchmark for good quarterback contracts.
Absolutely.
But in 2 years, when the new TV rights deal comes in, and according to the CBA, 55% of all revenues have to go to player salaries.
I'll tell you what. You know who was more excited than Drew Brees about
his
this contract?
Agent?
Nope.
Who gets 2%?
More excited than Drew Brees regarding this $100 million contract.
Oh! I'm thinking ahead to I'm thinking of the young kids that are going to be signing their new deals. I'm thinking of
There's only one.
The Detroit Lions quarterback, Matt Stafford.
You're not going to get there.
Who are you thinking about?
Aaron Rodgers. He's
His top. His payday is next.
One. Yeah, he's the next one.
But will he? Will it be in 2014, 2015?
I think it's next. I think he's got 2 years left in his.
Steven, I
want to
be. I want to be Sam Bradford. I want to be Matt Stafford.
But those guys
have to stay healthy.
They got,
and they got to keep performing.
They're going to get that money. Aaron Rodgers.
If they keep doing well,
he's been quiet. He's sat his time. He waited patiently behind Brett Favre. He did his time, and he's now performing over the last couple seasons. And it's like, go Drew, you go, dog.
You know
get
what?
It.
Okay, so I speak with Matt Hasselbeck. Name dropping, my goodness.
Jeff was name dropping.
Didn't
people.
Mean to, but it was very relevant and cogent to what we're talking about here. Talking to Matt Hasselbeck last Thursday night, which was a lot of fun, at the NFL live event at the Rose Bowl. Matt told me some things that I'm now hearing subsequently, which is players never comment on other players' deals.
No.
I didn't know this was a rule, an unwritten rule. I didn't know that, Steven. And I wasn't even asking him about Drew Brees' contract. I was specifically asking about Aaron Rodgers with regard to Aaron Rodgers got a little chippy during the ESPYs awards on the red carpet when somebody was interviewing him said, you know, by the way, Brett Favre has come out and said that you're a pretty terrific quarterback. And Aaron just looked deadpan and said, well, you know, hindsight is 20/20, isn't it? Was not amused at all or even delighted to hear that Brett gave a damn about him.
Right.
He's so obviously frustrated and furious with having waited. And I said, you know, Matt, you waited behind Brett Favre to play. You had to take – and you eventually had to take your services elsewhere. So, you know, what's that? And he just looked at me and he says, you know what? I'm sure that Aaron was saying that very tongue-in-cheek. And I said, no, he wasn't. I said, did you see it? He says, no, I didn't. I said, I did see it. And there was a little bit of steam coming out of his ears when he was saying that hindsight's 20/20. And then he started just, he's so kind and he's so polite. And he started to educate me on things. And he started to inform on how some things work. And one of the things he said is just a real throwaway was, it's kind of like NFL contracts. Guys don't talk about other guys' deals ever.
Yeah.
Because one day that guy's going to be you. So all you say is you're really happy for him, you wish the best for him, yada, yada, yada. Don't say anything.
Okay, well, that brings me to the next two guys.
Nice.
Both running backs. Chicago Bears give Matt Forte a four-year, $32 million contract. Meanwhile, the Ravens give Ray Rice a four-year, $40 million contract. I'm sorry, Hasselbeck. If I'm Matt Forte, I'm saying...
Now, I understand that, now, but he's not going to say that.
Of course he's not. But back in the house with his wife, he's going, you got to be out your mind. I've outperformed this fool for the last 3 years, and he's getting $6 million more than me?
No. Chrissy
seriously?
Had to get in
yes,
on this.
She
seriously?
Did. She was like, hey, guys. I'm like,
hey, guys, what's going on? Well, I've got a news flash for Matt Forte. He may be all that in a bag of chips, but Ray Rice is the machine that keeps things going there in Baltimore. Okay, Baltimore is the team that is more poised to win a Super Bowl than the Chicago Bears. And I understand the Bears have had a ton of injuries to deal with, and the Ravens have been very fortunate in that department on the offensive side of the football. But look, Ray Rice is a far more impactful, important player to one team. And by the way, okay, you can comment on that if you want. I go on to my next point.
Okay, before you go on to your next point, look at their offensive lines.
Yes.
Ray Rice is behind one hell of an offensive
line.
He
is.
The Bears' offensive line is a joke, and they've done nothing to fix that this year. I'm Matt Forte. I'm not going to say anything about it because that's the unwritten rule.
Mr. You can talk about your own contract.
But I'm not happy that on the exact same day, hours, minutes, as a matter of fact, after I signed my contract, Ray Rice gets a big one.
Well, I think that's why Ray Rice's contract took as long to get done as it did because they had a little under the table agreement that it was going to be bigger than Forte's. Yeah,
let's see what Forte gets.
And you're going to get more. We promise.
Right.
We promise. And we've got a little bit more space here. And they did it. And
well,
they made it happen.
One more person.
And then,
my second point
was simply point. This. That the value of the running back in the National Football League is declining.
It is.
Too bad for these guys getting their deals right now, but running backs are becoming considered disposable commodities.
Yeah.
And that is the reality. So another way to look at it is, I got that much money, given that this is not a running back league anymore.
Yes.
Another way to look at it. Continue, won't
that's
you?
Good. The Jacksonville Jaguars had a player to give a big
MJD
contract to.
MJD got his deal.
No, not Maurice Jones-Drew. Franchise player kicker Josh Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Here's Scrippy. 4 years, $13.8 million contract for the kicker. Yeah, I think Jordan said it best when we posted that piece of news on Facebook. Really? Yet they don't have money to sign MJD.
SMH.
Shaking my head. SMH. Yeah, there's a new owner in Jacksonville.
Shad Khan.
Mr. Khan.
And Mr. Khan got to be a billionaire the old-fashioned way. He earned it.
You earn it. So I guess he's trying to tell MJD you got to earn it, but...
No, he's telling MJD it's been nice knowing you, and play your heart out this season because next year you're with another club, obviously.
Wow. So the Jags don't keep him.
I don't... Dude, they have an opportunity.
They don't keep a guy who led the league in rushing last season.
Just hang on. Just so people understand how things actually work in the NFL, it doesn't mean that you can't go out and sign a guy to an extension right now.
Yes.
You clearly can up and through the beginning of the season. You're just playing with fire a little bit because if the guy gets injured, obviously you're not going to give him that deal. So Maurice Jones-Drew has had to go and basically sign his tender, and he has been franchise tagged. Yes. And that means he's going to make the average salary of the top three or four running backs at his position, which isn't a ton of money for somebody with his abilities. OMG, Steven, the new issue of ESPN, the magazine, do you still get it?
I no longer get
it. Okay, the body issue came out, which I really do enjoy. It's nothing resembling SI swimsuit issue.
Okay.
Nothing. Because this is simply looking at some of the most finest human specimens. It's like looking at Michelangelo's David and going, wow, I'm really aroused or something. These chiseled athletes is what it features.
Yes.
In their raw form, hiding their goodies very discreetly. MJD, his thigh is the size of my waist. And my waist is way too big. His thigh is...
A little exaggeration.
Not much when you look at the photo. Steven, the guy is not tall, I understand, but his thigh is monstrous for a guy who, so he's like 5'10", 5'11", 250 pounds. All that weight is in both of those thighs.
Yeah. That's
a bruising running back.
I made a note to him, Loompa Loompa video. Go out and check it out.
For good reason. My goodness gracious. So he's in the new ESPN magazine body issue. They have a photo of him in the buff and those thighs. Holy crud. You go, how does this guy do it? Look at the photo. Photos don't lie. And I'm disappointed for the Jaguars that they are not going to go out. They still can get a deal done, but it seems unlikely at this point.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember these names that we've just given you two. These were players that were actually, you know, given the franchise tag. So
right.
They had so yesterday, 4 p.m. Eastern, was the deadline to give them a contract extension. MJD was not the franchise player in Jacksonville. It was their kicker,
Josh Scobie.
So they have time to work with MJD.
But when you've got a guy in a final year of his deal, you are in a very precarious situation. And so he's got, again, the reason, and this is in virtually all sports, you don't want to let a player to get to the final year of their deal.
Yeah.
Because then they really have you over a barrel, and the chance of retaining their rights to them is very small.
Yeah, it is. And part of the reason why Drew Brees did not want to play for the franchise tender when the Saints made him the franchise player. They franchise tagged him, and he was like, I'm not playing.
Been there, done that.
That happened
that
to me
in
San Diego.
Yeah.
Blew up my shoulder in the final game of the season against the Broncos. And how did the San Diego Chargers pay me?
Bye.
Let me go. I'm not doing
don't
that
let the
again.
Door hit you in the butt on the
not
way
right
out.
Not right now. Not at this time in my career. I, for the last six seasons, have shown you what kind of a player I am. I don't deserve this. Give me a contract. And he got it. And so there you go.
Look, his career was so on the threshold of non-existence when he left San Diego because he was coming off shoulder surgery, one of the harder things to say. And it was only Miami. Stop me if you've heard this one. It was only Miami that was interested along with New Orleans, and Miami lost out. And New Orleans.
No. Miami didn't lose out. They opted not to go with him, and they got Dante Culpepper.
They got Dante Culpepper, dude. Yes. That was awesome. Yes. You know, I'm going to mock the Dolphins till they do something to shut me up.
Someone was not very happy with our assessment of the Dolphins last season. Last week.
Were we wrong, or did they just think it wasn't nice?
I don't know. But anyways, that's beside the point. We got a jet here. I just want to mention these players that were also given the franchise tag that did not reach long-term contracts yesterday. The Patriots' Wes Welker, he did sign his franchise tender, and that's going to earn him $9.5 million this season.
Good deal, but also say goodbye to him.
But, yeah, he's most likely not going to be with the Patriots next year. Here's an interesting one. The Chiefs wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, he did not reach a long-term contract. And he has yet to sign his franchise tender. And it looks like he may not be at training camp. He may be a holdout saying, look, I'm not going to be your franchise guy. You need to pay me top wide receiver dollars. I'm top wide receiver guy. And the Chiefs are saying, yeah, you've been pretty good for us. But
you caught, what, 75 balls last year around?
You get the case of the drops. Yeah, he
leads the team in every receiving category, and they ain't got nothing else.
They don't. They got to keep him. But
Malcolm Floyd.
He does get the case of the dropsies occasionally.
Okay, what do you got? And who's throwing you the rock? Okay, you are an organization that is barely relevant. Don't take me back. You got a Ritz cracker? Is that what he's got?
Yes, he's got a Ritz cracker in his hand.
The team has a Ritz cracker and says, we don't need you because we got Ritz crackers, which are very buttery and yummy.
It is. Can I eat this one?
Sure, but I would swing your mic up so you don't gross people out with the sound.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. No, I'm going to eat it in front of... I've had four of them.
I haven't noticed.
Because the microphone goes up. I'm very professional.
Very slick.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Would you want one?
You know what? I'm tied over. I'm good. So he puts it down.
Anyways, Wes Cowboys. Welker,
look.
Wait, where are you?
We can go to Anthony Spencer.
About Wes,
I was
Wes
just
Welker.
Think,
what were you going to say?
I'm thinking about Dwayne Bowe and the wide receivers that are unsigned out there.
Yeah.
And I just think that in this pass-happy, quarterback-driven league, you might want to have your wide receivers under contract. That's just me.
Cowboys linebacker Anthony Spencer, they didn't reach a long-term contract, but he has signed his franchise tender, and that's going to net him $8.8 million this year.
Lions defensive end Cliff Avriel, no long-term contract for him either. He has not signed his franchise.
No.
And he probably won't be there for camp.
He's not happy. That's a quote.
Unhappy camper.
That's a quote. He's like, I will probably not be there when they ask him about training camp. He's like, I will probably not be there.
You know, with the new CBA and the limited work these guys can get in the offseason, everybody's got to be at camp. Everybody. And camp's open when?
In just a couple weeks.
I thought it was sooner than that.
Well, I don't even know what day today is.
Today's the 17th, 26th?
The 25th, 26th is the first one.
Okay. So we're still coming. We're really close, though. We are a fortnight.
Less than 14 days.
We are a fortnight away.
A fortnight away. You've been saying
I've been
that
spending
a lot.
Way too much time in the UK.
Fortnite. But you know what? That Fortnite has passed. The Olympics are getting ready to kick off.
Women's soccer
is less than a fortnight.
Correct. The 25th, 1 week from right now, the women will be playing in Scotland and hopefully beating up on France.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. There is three gals from the women's soccer team, none of which swing the other way, that are all in the Espen body issue.
Speaking of London, we're going back this year, right?
We damn well better. I mean, I've got commitments. I don't know how much time we're going to have to see people.
Jeff.
Because we're going to be working.
We've got commitments. Well, remind me once we get off air to give you interesting piece of information regarding London.
Okay.
There you go. That's just for us off air. Remind me about that.
I won't, but okay.
All right. Finally, the San Francisco 49ers and their safety, Deshaun Golston.
Deshaun!
They did not reach a long-term contract. He has not signed his franchise tender, which is worth about $6.2 million. But sources there in San Francisco say that they're going to try and get something done for Deshaun. That's all the franchise players we got. There you go. I mean, we got to give you some news. Never meant you no harm, baby.
Except for his mom. Beats all you ever saw.
Oh, dude. Why you gotta go with Dez Bryant first? There's bigger fish out there.
There are bigger fish to fry, but you know what? We don't know because the details of this case are just beginning to emerge. But we have Dez Bryant arrested for a domestic violence dispute.
Yes.
Now all the
or a family violence charge, as they call it. It's a Class A family violence charge. That's what they call it in the state of Texas. They are pretty bad. Trust me. I know firsthand.
Someone treat you
but
badly?
But here's the thing.
You said firsthand. Yeah, yes. You wouldn't raise your hand to anybody, as far as I know. No. So
and
someone
I
treated
have,
you badly.
No. I had a brother. You remember, I'm the youngest of 10. There's a lot in my family. I had a brother who, you know, I love him to death, but he's, you know.
Literally to death?
No.
Okay, so we're talking about violence, so we got to be careful with our word choice here.
I love him.
Full stop.
But he is not right. Okay. Let's just get it. As a matter of fact,
look, if you ain't got a family member who's not right, you ain't got a family.
And as a matter of fact, he's the one we call can't get right in our family.
Can't get right?
Can't get right, yes.
No way.
Oh, man, can't get right's coming. No. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. But bad.
Steven just had to pick my jaw off the floor. I'm sorry.
It's bad, but he's got some issues. Let's just
can't
put it that
get
way.
Right. That's a great nickname.
I heard it somewhere
okay,
else.
Okay, you stole it.
I heard it somewhere else. Where did that come from? It is horrible. Can't get right. But anyways, can't get right because he does have some issues. I love my brother, but he's got some problems. He, after a shouting argument between him and Mama Lupe and myself, and basically where I basically just told him, that he needed to leave the house because he should not be yelling at my mother that way, proceeded to call the police officers and tell them that I tried to kill him with a shovel.
Is this a spaded shovel or a slotted shovel?
I didn't know about this. I left the state of Texas.
I didn't know this either. I didn't know you're that. I've seen you dig holes, but I didn't know that there was reasons.
I came back home.
To lay plumbing.
And I had applied for a job out here, and they're doing their background check. They're like, Mr. Miranda, we can't hire you right now. We want to hire you, but you need to clear this up. Apparently, there's a warrant out for you in the state of Texas. And I'm like, what? Exactly. Emma said it better. That's exactly how I was. And they're like, yes, like, is this your home address back home in Texas? I was like, yeah, that's where I grew up. That's my dad's home address. Right. Yeah, you need to look into this. And they gave me some information, and I made some calls to the DA's office in Texas. And
a good hiring company, by the way, that they most companies just take
their
word for
things. Hire you and whatever. And so there's a warrant out for my arrest for this Class A family violence charge.
So you got that going for you,
right?
Which is nice.
And so then I get the story, you know, and it's
that
yeah,
she took a shovel to him and tried to kill him. He went, "That's interesting."
So you know, basically,
I mean, that's the problem with most kinds of domestic incidences is that it becomes a he said, she said, or he says, he said in this case.
My problem, and
when law
again,
enforcement doesn't go to the trouble to try and look at any facts,
right.
See, the problem of our jurisprudence system
in Great Britain
is that somebody files a charge, the police have to get involved immediately. It's like, shouldn't there be a level of common sense? Shouldn't there be a common sense person that just says, let's take a look at the facts?
Well, before anybody gets arrested or before a warrant for an arrest is
exactly.
issued.
Can't somebody look into
somebody
it?
How about somebody go and talk to the person.
Talk to a witness.
Talk to the other person that's getting accused.
And talk to witnesses.
And then say, yeah, that's not what happened.
Oh, and by the way, he's the can't get right guy?
Can't get right.
Oh, come on.
Can't get right said that he tried to kill him with a shovel. It's not really true. That's not what happened.
And
they
the witness says
other.
None of this happened.
Yes.
The accused said none of this happened, and you're the not right guy?
Yeah.
Come on.
But ultimately, it cost me $1,800 to hire
an attorney to get in front of a judge
and say, you know, this is what happened. My client's in California. Does he really have to come back to face this? Then they had to drop the whole thing and boom, I'm out, and then I come back. It's like, sorry, Can't get, you know, basically I had to tell the hiring company, can't get right, you know, accuse me of doing something I didn't do, and I'm off the hook. And they, you know, and then I give them the thing from the judge, and they're like, okay, you're hired. So ultimately it worked out for me, but that's a whole lot
How'd that job work out?
Great. I actually, one of the longest places I've stayed which employment was it? I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay.
Anyways.
What's it near? I want to know.
Jeff, the deal is that I had to go and spend a lot of time and money to clear myself from an accusation that was made that was false. Okay?
Correct.
And one of the things that the media outlets do, and look, I'm not defending Dez Bryant because he does some stupid stuff. Okay?
I don't know. He owed a jewelry store, $300,000?
He's not financially responsible. Stuff like that. But still, look, and we know there's questions about his mom. Remember Jeff Ireland? Okay? Which I don't approve of what Jeff Ireland did, but he did ask some pretty interesting questions of Dez Bryant.
Oh, my gosh. I've forgotten about
that. So we don't know the whole stories. That's all I am saying here to people before people come out and start killing Dez Bryant. Let's find out what happened first.
So let's fill in the parts that Stephen didn't tell. What is alleged and what we're finding out is that there was an altercation between Dez and his mother. Stephen didn't talk about that because he was too busy telling the rest of it, which is how things can spin out of control without very little help, especially for people that might not be completely right. And that does happen sometimes.
Right.
And Dez should be given a chance to again presume innocence, this thing that we've lost completely in
Rick
our country.
Gosselin of the Dallas Morning News is coming out and saying that the Dallas Cowboys need to step up and suspend Dez Bryant for four games for something that he hasn't even been found guilty of is ridiculous, Gosselin. I don't even know what he's thinking by coming out and writing this.
Why doesn't he pick up the phone, call Rich Dalrymple's office, and say, what are you guys doing? Because we all know that Mr. Jones owns several security firms.
Yeah.
He has them on retainer at all times.
All the Cowboys are saying right now, and I did call the PR department, and they said that
they're looking into the matter.
They're not making any comments right now. Jerry Jones's people...
are all over this.
They're on it.
Like mud on a tick. I don't even know if you get mud on ticks. But they're all over like mud on a tick, and they will come back with the truth.
If he's found guilty of this crime.
But it's not even going to have to get that far for the Cowboys to know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Because Mr. Jones will get to the bottom of it before the end of the night. And he's going to find out what's going on, and Dez may be in just an unfortunate situation, or he may be a bad guy in this situation. We don't know.
You know what? I was in an unfortunate situation, and once again, I want to go back and thank that employer for not just immediately saying, no, we can't hire you, and taking the time and saying, you know what, Stephen, from what we've known of you, you are a good guy, and everything that you've produced for us has been really good, so we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt to try and clear this up before we don't hire you. So that's all I'm saying is, in this country, I could say Jeff tried to kill me, and Jeff's going to get arrested.
I will.
And then they're going to, you know, then the truth will come out eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
But in the news, you can't just say, well, Jeff should get arrested. He should lose his job, and he should lose all kinds of paychecks because he tried to kill Stephen Miranda. And if Stephen said it, it's going to happen. You know it tried to happen. And that's just the way it is sometimes.
But don't be dumb enough to accuse me of doing it with a shovel. I am opposed to manual labor. I would use firearms, not a shovel.
I read the report, man. I was rolling. I was.
A shovel?
Trisha's like, you're not upset? I'm like, he said I tried to kill him with a shovel. Okay? It was funny to me. Plus, I know my family. Enough's enough.
Okay. Yeah, no, honestly.
Move on to the guns. Let's get to the guns, because you like guns.
I do like guns, because I enjoy them. Did Mike rake me over the coals last night about guns? Oh, my goodness. Mike Graham just sure had a good time at my expense. He actually sent me a note after the show last night. I hope you're okay with me ribbing you about the gun thing. Like, Mike, we killed last night, so don't worry about it, but it was a
Broncos
little annoying.
Broncos defensive end Elvis Dumerville was arrested for aggravated assault in Miami. Aggravated assault with a firearm.
Yeah, it's worse.
In Miami, bond was set at $7,500. He was released. And basically, here's the deal. He was driving with his buddy. They both had guns.
He was the passenger.
Huh?
He was the passenger.
No, he was driving. The dude was the passenger.
Oh, really?
His buddy was the passenger.
Oh, okay.
He was driving.
Hence the reason that he first got out of the passenger, yes, first got out of the car.
Passenger got
he
out
didn't
first.
Leave the car unattended.
That's correct. He was in the vehicle. Buddy was in the, and someone cut him off, and Impala, and it's like, what are they about to come on? You know, and
verbal altercation.
And road rage. You know how road rage gets. It's like,
sure
bad.
Do.
And then the next thing, it's like, dude, we're going to come after you, and bow. And it's like, and then his buddy comes out, and like, puts up his shirt, and he's got a gun in his waistband, and then Elvis, for whatever reason, says, well, if my buddy's showing his gun, I got to get out there and show my gun,
that's
too.
That's right.
Whoa, look at my gun. And even though the report says Elvis didn't say anything, he just flashed
you
his gun.
You don't. When you're playing Street Hood,
really?
You walk up to the
makes
vehicle.
You seem more
you're tougher
threatening.
Because B-I-T-C-H, I could use this.
You don't say anything. You're
no,
just like,
you show it.
See what I
Mo-fo-
got?
I you could go down. Next thing you hear will be your brains blowing out.
So apparently,
I don't say anything. It is a threat.
Employee at Victoria's Secret saw this happening on the street.
Unfortunately, she was not modeling.
She called.
Well, they called the cops.
Yes, it was Victoria's Secret who called
but
the cops.
No, the other drivers called the cops.
Oh, did they call the cops too?
So
the
here's what
says
happened.
That they got
once
a call
Elvis
from,
lifts his shirt and shows his gun, now we got two guns and two people in a car. They peel out and they call the authorities.
Right.
And the other and the Victoria's Secret gal, she called the authorities. Right. But what we find out from her is that they had thrown crap at Elvis's car.
Okay. I did not hear that.
See, this is what I mean. You don't know the whole story when you only hear one side of the story. Which I'm glad we have
stuff,
witnesses.
Don't be throwing stuff
now,
in the car.
Elvis still he's Dumberville right now,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
There is no two ways around this, Mr. Dumberville. You will be Dumberville for the time being because
Dumberville.
You're driving it. That's his partner, Dumberville. Dumb and Dumberville. And driving around Miami with a gun in the waistband of your pants and you and your buddy doing this together, stupid. Somebody throws crap at your car, you call the cops.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to squeal like a girl to the cops. I'm going to handle my business my
handle
way.
My own business.
I'll show you how I'm going to handle this. Well, you know what? You are going to be suspended from the league. I guarantee.
Because now it's a felony to be carrying a firearm in Miami.
I don't know the Florida laws, but they are on the continuum. They're about in the middle. It is possible to get a concealed carry permit in Florida, and if he had a permit for that, that would make it legal for him to
carry. Here's the problem.
Stay with me. I'm not done. It would make it legal for him to carry concealed if he had the permit.
Okay.
Now, what
if
he can't
he
do
is
he can't brandish the weapon, and you can't lie to law enforcement when they pull you over and pull you out of the car and handcuff you. I don't got no gun.
Do you have a gun?
No.
No, sir. Glove compartment, gun under the driver's
That's
seat.
That's not mine.
Huh? You
How
were
did
driving
that get there,
and there's a gun under the driver's
and
seat,
and you're accused of flashing and brandishing a weapon. It's just a coincidence, officer. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know how those guns got there.
Who's it? Joey, did you put those guns in there?
For the record, Jeffrey, and I'm just coming at you because I know you have guns.
I do.
When an officer comes to you and says, "Do you have a gun?"
No. No, I want to take it back a step further. When an officer approaches your vehicle and you have a gun, okay, here's what you do. You put both hands on the steering wheel.
Yes.
And first you roll down the window.
Actually, as a man of color, I actually put my hands out so that they could see them like this.
Okay.
I'm showing all 10 fingers.
That the inside of your hands are white.
Yeah.
That you're actually a white guy on the inside?
No. I was saying that. I got nothing in my hands.
Okay. Well, for white people.
Go ahead and approach
for
me.
White people,
I'm not going to harm you,
for white
sir.
People, all we have to do is keep our hands on the steering wheel. Roll the window down. Put your hands in the steering wheel. When the officer approaches the car, the first thing out of your mouth is, "Officer, I want to let you know that I have a firearm in my vehicle."
Yes.
And then you also notify him to the state of that firearm. It is unloaded. Or it is loaded.
Yeah.
You know, there is a round chamber. You give them the exact details. And it is in this location. And I will not move until you suggest I move.
And it is.
That's how you handle
and
it.
And it is locked in the.
It's locked in the trunk of my
car.
But
blah, blah,
the
blah.
Hands on the steering wheel. That is the drill.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can't get a concealed carry permit without going through that. Because I got a concealed carry permit.
Well,
that's the drill.
And that's
because you know what cops do after that? They say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Because my job's not dangerous enough. I need idiots lying about whether or not they have guns?
Yes. If you can't if you are trying to conceal the fact from an officer that you have a weapon, you are stupid.
What do they do?
You are Dumberville.
Then your name.
Okay? Dumberville.
What are they to assume that you're up to if you lie about that?
So
he's going to harm me?
He doesn't want me to know that he's got a weapon.
He's either A, a criminal, or B, he means to harm me.
Yes.
Those are the only conclusions you can reach.
This is not looking good for Dumberville.
No.
I'm sorry, right. Dumberville. Dumberville is his name. Elvis Dumberville.
All right. Now,
I just, look, I'm because people are saying, wow, Steven was really easy on Dez Bryant and really, really harsh on Elvis Dumerville.
So far, we have Dez Bryant accused of grabbing his mom's T-shirt and hair and hitting her
and
with the baseball
her
cap.
Throwing a baseball cap. Throwing a baseball cap at her.
Now, hopefully not one of your baseball caps that has a million pins on it, because that's
that
actually a lethal weapon.
Yeah, that would hurt.
That should be registered with the state of California as a lethal weapon.
Fine. You know
what?
I did a
cap flip with your pin.
Hey! Elena, remove all the pins from my cap, please.
She doesn't have enough space to hold them all. So I did a cap flip once. I'm pretty accomplished at cap flipping baseball caps. But I had Steven's cap, and there was so many pins, Steven, that when it came down, it hit me on the head and nearly knocked me unconscious.
It wasn't that bad.
It hurt.
I do have a lot of kids. I have... Not anymore, but I was collecting when you first got me into the Angels.
Yeah.
Trisha and I attended every opening game for a span of 9 seasons.
Sure.
And I have a pin from every opening game on that cap, as well as some other cool caps. I've got like the World Series pin, and I've got what's the one before the World Series where they beat the Yankees? Beat the bejesus out of the Yankees.
The Championship Series.
The Championship Series, yes.
And then the Divisional
I got one of those.
Series.
I got one from the Divisional Series. You know, I got a whole bunch of cool pins on this Angels cap. And Trish and I haven't been to an Angels game, and she, as a matter of fact, demanded, we are going to at least 2 Angels games this season.
Well, we're taking the Jamerman kid.
Oh, when?
I don't know. You'd have to
Can
check
we go?
With my flight coordinator, Didi. Every event.
Didi asked me if I could take the girl for a while today.
Are you?
I can, because apparently she's got rehearsal till 3.
Oh, yeah, she's got
and
late tonight.
At that
tonight.
Point, it's too late.
The German kid got a speaking part. How weird is
good
that?
Good for her.
How weird is that, though?
Well,
her
auditioned.
English is not that good. You throwing my daughter under the bus because she didn't audition?
I'm throwing her a little
she's
bit under the
bus
right
She's the only one
right
in
now.
The cast that didn't audition, and now she's got the starring part in this dance number. What are you going to do?
She didn't. Why did she not audition?
I think she's afraid. I mean, you got to talk to my daughter. She won't
talk to
her father.
I got to talk to her when you're not around.
Exactly.
Because when
she
I was talking
talk
to her when
to
you
me.
Were around, she was not going to. Yeah.
All right. Finally, we got one more good old boy here. Marshawn Lynch. Skittles boy.
Give me some Skittles.
Well, Skittles, he's doing Skittles shots now, apparently.
Yes.
Skittles are laced with vodka.
He was arrested with DUI, and they found a whole bunch of little mini Skittles, and inside each Skittle was... What did you say? Vodka?
Vodka.
Yes. That's not true.
That's a lie.
But he was arrested in California up in the Oakland area with a blood alcohol level over 0.08. Now, they haven't come out and told us what it was at.
Correct.
But it
was just saying it's over the California limit.
Over the legal limit for driving under the influence. And once again, I'm beating a dead horse into the ground here. If you are inebriated... And you have had too much to drink. And trust me, you know when you've had too much to drink, okay? You just know it. I can't even...
You don't know yet.
You
don't
know
yet. When are we going to do our experiment?
Soon. But you got to know, Jeffrey, you know when you've had too much to drink.
I would
Do you not know?
I absolutely know.
You do know, right? Okay. So, you still get in a car. When the league and your team and everybody has placed all of these, call a phone number and we'll come and pick you up and take you home. It's really simple. There's a lot of ways. You could call a limo service. You could call a cab. You could call a buddy. Heck, call me. I'm putting my phone number all right at 626-688-2716. Call me. That is my real phone number. Call me, Marshawn. I will fly up to wherever you are. I will pick you up, and I will drive you home. There are ways for you to drive. You can go out and have fun and drink and do whatever it is that you do. I do not begrudge you that. Go out and do it. Have your fun. But for crying out loud, whatever you do when it's time to go home, get somebody to take you home who has not had anything to drink. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say on that.
Okay, I'm going to say one other thing. I've got a great idea.
Okay.
The NFL, I don't know if it's an 800 number, but they probably have the equivalent of an 800 number,
mm-hmm.
where athletes can call if they ever need help for a situation, no matter where they are in the United States of America. They have that, correct? Every
yes.
team has it, everything.
Everything.
Okay, let's consolidate the number to one 800 number, a single 800 number for the entire okay. league. Okay? Now, when you're new to the league, they tattoo that number to your forehead backwards. So when you're effed up and you're in the bathroom.
And you look in the mirror.
You look in the mirror, right there, dial that number and it's all good. They come take care of you.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Except that now you got a whole bunch of guys walking around with a number tattooed backwards on their forehead.
It could. Do you think Marshawn would have appreciated that? As he's partying in Oakland? Not a place I generally want to party, but I'm not going to begrudge him his locations to have his good times.
Yeah, there's.
So you're not big on the tattoo. I thought it would
like
actually save some
idea.
Things. Well, okay, you have to have the number one preset phone number in your phone be that number.
Now that I'm for.
It can't even be your mom. The number one auto dial in your phone has to be.
That might be a problem because if. Your mom's like, I can't believe you don't have me as the number one person on your phone.
Okay,
Jeffrey.
How about the number 9? Because that leads to 911.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now something I can agree on.
There we go. Everyone's number 9 preset auto dial is this number. And the NFL F-ups, how can we help you? And it's I'm pinned down in a firefight in South Central L.A.
Yeah.
We'll be there in 5 minutes.
Just
lay low.
I just want to tell you we're in a little bit of trouble. We're in a pickle here. We're 46, 43
Holy
into the show.
Holy crap.
And
I haven't even
got
talked about the stuff
about.
I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Which wasn't any of that.
Yeah. Really? None of that you want to talk
no,
about?
No, I can't talk about
well,
it.
Just shoot it out
I
real
don't
quick.
Have time, bro.
Well, just say what it was. Give me the topic.
It was fun. It was off topic.
I want one fun.
It was off topic.
Can we number somebody real quick before we move on?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. For the second time in the... Is this his second time, really?
We've had multiple offenders.
He was the
offenders.
Original.
We've
that
had
Brett
multiple
Favre
offenders.
Has been a multiple offender.
Yes.
But this is, okay. The original he who must not be named. Humnumba. The original Humnumba was Terrell Owens. Back when he was with the Eagles, and then the Eagles sent him home, and then they cut him, and then he couldn't talk to the, you know, he wasn't in the league. And they, and,
the
but
dominant
every,
story
was
in
T-O,
the press
T-O, 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 T-O.
For the next 2 weeks was T.O.
So we
and we put a moratorium and said, none of it! Not on our rare waves, Mr. Man.
I don't know how this guy who doesn't have a football team, who's not in the league, who was playing with the Wranglers Arena Football League in Texas,
yeah.
and then got fired from there,
yeah.
is still dominating NFL.com news cycle. So from here on out, we are going to tell you we are not talking about T.O. anymore on this show.
Terrell.
Until...
Owens.
He gets on a professional National Football League football team and plays for that team or coaches for that team.
I will say practice squad counts.
Practice squad. If he is on a football
team,
we'll
talk team about
in the
NFL, you, bro.
Well, but for now,
you're Humnumbered.
Humnumba.
Congratulations, whatever your name was.
There you
because
go.
Because you're gone. Off the radar.
And now we've really got to roll.
Okay, let us say this. First
How
of all,
how about look? 6 minutes for each team. That's 36 minutes. That gives us a decent hour show. 6 minutes for each team.
That puts us way over, actually.
No, that's 24. I'm sorry, 24. I went 36. That's 24. It's 24 minutes. 24
minutes. That puts us long.
Puts 115. We were 115 last week. Let's go.
Ready?
Here we go. Ready?
Yes,
come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we'll start with the first team, the Baltimore Ravens.
I hear the gap. I hit the gap.
I know. You are a gap hitter. That is for sure. Jeffrey, it's interesting things with the Baltimore Ravens.
Talk
now,
to me.
They franchise tagged Ray Rice. They got him his contract. Now, you know, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Right? Joe Flacco, is it possible that they now decide to franchise tag him?
And therefore, you know, you cannot afford to.
Okay, Steven, let's get the. I think we need to get the elephant out of the room here with the Baltimore Ravens. There's an elephant in the room. I'm sorry.
Is it Joe Flacco?
Thank you. Joe Flacco is the elephant in the room. And it's not because of the monobrow either, because he's just taking a shaving between his eyebrows, which I'm glad. But, Steven, is Joe Flacco a franchise quarterback?
Man, why are you going to put me on the spot right off the bat like
it's
that?
It's the elephant in the room, and you said we don't got time.
We don't have time.
I think we need to finish on time because, frankly, I got kids with obligations and things.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Kara's rehearsal is done before...
At 1:30. We got plenty of time. It's only 12:25.
And I need lunch before that,
bro. Oh, you pick up a burger on your way there.
I don't eat burgers.
Come on, we got to stop talking about burgers.
Is Joe Flacco a franchise quarterback? Steve Miranda, welcome to the hot seat.
Is my franchise or somebody else's franchise?
No, is he a NFL franchise?
Oh,
and by that, I mean he is in the... He is as elite as Eli was before last year, okay?
Okay.
That's how I'm going to define it. As elite as Eli was before last year when Eli declared himself elite. Look, is he an elite NFL quarterback?
Here's the thing. This cat, all he does, has come to the Baltimore Ravens. Last year was his fourth year in the league. He has started every single game for four seasons for the Baltimore Ravens.
You have a large enough sample size to make your decision.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I would agree with you.
Okay.
Am I crazy about Joe Flacco?
No. Neither am I.
Do I believe in him to win a big game? Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He proved it last year.
That's the bottom line.
Look, you got to go back to, I know that I've been really extremely hard on Billy Cundiff, okay, for missing that field goal last year in the championship game against the New England Patriots. I was tough on the dude. But you also got to remember Joe Flacco.
Why were you in that situation?
Put a beautiful pass in the hands of Lee Evans.
Exactly. And all Lee Evans
just
managed to do
a couple plays before that
was not catch the ball.
Yes.
Was that on Joe? No.
No. So he took his team. He marched them down the field. Got them to where they needed to be.
Yep.
Made the throw.
Yep.
On the down. Put it right in the hands. Not his fault the receiver
Difficult
didn't catch
throw.
It. And then he still got his team in position to
Correct.
Kick the game tying field goal.
Correct.
Okay? He threw the ball that would have given them the game lead, and then he put him in position for the game tying field goal. He did everything that he had to do as the quarterback for the franchise. Now, the guys around him didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
That is correct.
So, do I like Joe Flacco? Do I want him to be my quarterback? No, but is he a franchise quarterback who will lead your team to victory when you need him? Yes.
Does he work hard enough? Yes.
Yes.
Is he good enough? Yes.
But the thing is
there
and this is the
anything
question.
Anything sexy about Joe Flacco? No.
Here's the question for the Baltimore Ravens. Do I have to pay him elite money?
You better right now because, as we covered earlier in the show, the amount's just going up. Now, the problem is...
I don't think you can justify giving him a five-year, $80 million contract.
Well, my question is, how can you afford it given the limits of the salary cap for the next couple years? Salary cap number is going to be very small, and generally you can only afford to have two guys, maybe a third, if he's willing to work with you, under... anything considering elite money. But I think you've got it. Steven, it's a quarterback league. So you gave it to Ray Rice, which is awesome. You give it to Joe Flacco, and that's what you need. But you got a lot of guys. You got Helody Nada. You got Ray Rice. You got Sizzle. And these guys are getting older. But you've got money that you're throwing everywhere. Unfortunately, the Baltimore Ravens are in such a position that they have probably seven guys that should be making elite money. And that puts you over the cap.
Well, here's my thing. Look.
Am I mistaken?
About Joe Flacco?
No, about there being six or seven guys on that team that should be making elite money.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem.
But
it's a good problem to have.
Some of them on the older side. That
right.
Are probably, you know, you got your Ed Reeds and your Ray Lewis's.
Correct.
Aren't going to be around very much longer.
Fun meeting Terrell Suggs last week, wasn't it?
Yes. He was Hopalon, though.
Yes.
He was big
look,
old Gibby Hopalon.
That Achilles. Good luck with that.
But he was fun. He was a fun guy, and he certainly wants to make movies when
he's
done.
Wants to make movies.
But here you go, Jeffrey. Defensively, this team is fantastic, okay? They were third overall. They were third best defense in the league. They only allow 288.9 yards per game. That's third best, okay? They were third in points allowed. They only gave up 60 points. I gave up 60 points a game!
Yeah, you're going to win a lot of those.
Okay, you're going to win a lot of games. But the problem is when you look at the offensive side of the ball, they didn't throw it very well, and they were average. They were 15th. They were 15th best offense in the league last year.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that Mike Allure has been a bit of a disappointment. He still has time. He still has time. They've got him now at right tackle.
His footwork isn't the best.
No, it's not.
He needs some work there.
So, again, protection issues can still be an issue there in Baltimore with the Ravens, and which is another reason that they need Flacco.
For a team that didn't have a first-round pick this year, they still had a very solid draft.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Upshaw at linebacker position in the second round. You know, they decided they needed to focus on their offensive line. They picked up a decent tackle and a guard. My thing is, with the Baltimore Ravens, how much longer can that defensive side keep them in ball games? Their offense at some point is going to have to explode for them. They're going to have to start putting up some big numbers. And the thing is, Jeffrey, they don't really have a sexy wide receiver.
No, they have Anquan Boldin, whom I like a lot, but he's 31.
Yeah, he's on the older side of old.
I'd put that at 32 or 33.
Okay.
So he's just old. He's just old.
Just put him there. But
on the other side, they got Torrey Smith, who has been electric and has been just a real find.
Young guy, though. Young guy.
He's either old or he's young. Make up your mind.
I'm saying is a young guy who he doesn't have all of the – okay, here's the deal. If he had Anquan Boldin's experience on the football field, he'd be phenomenal.
He'd be called Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay.
He'd be called Megatron.
The thing is, he needs a couple more years to mature because he still doesn't have the best route running ability.
Correct.
But
he's got the speed. You know he does.
You know, that go route is great.
And a position that's historically been good for them is the tight end.
I was just getting ready to say that. They haven't been able to replace their position of need at the tight end. They don't have someone. I think it's been kind of bouncing around between Pitta and Ed Dixon.
Yeah.
And they're not getting the production from the tight end position, which in a team like the Ravens, where they don't have a lot of great talent at the wide receiver position,
they're not going to beat you down on offense. They're going to beat you down on defense and do enough on offense.
Yes.
So that is it. Let's move on. Next team up. Next man up.
All right. We've got the Cincinnati Bengals who are – you know what? Before we go on to –
we haven't played it in a while. I'm sorry.
Round. What I want to say before I get to the Bengals – I'm going to go on record and say that every team in this division had a solid draft.
Oh, no. I would agree with you
there. Every team in this division had a solid draft. The Pittsburgh Steelers got better. The Bengals got better. Even the Cleveland Browns got better in the draft.
Which is, could you get worse?
You could.
You could become Miami Dolphins. Just saying. I'll give myself the all.
Yeah, there you go. I'm saying, give it to yourself. I'm still laughing. Give it a second. Cincinnati Bengals here. Look, this is a team that nobody expected anything from last year. They made the playoffs. Their defense was the bright spot. They were top 10 defense. I think they were 7th in the league. Offensively, they're rookies.
Yeah.
It was a rookie year last year. Andy Dalton and A.J. Green.
He was dueling Dalton.
This year they got themselves a great cornerback in Dre Kirkpatrick, who they picked up with the 17th pick in round one. That's going to be pretty good. They picked up another wide receiver, Muhammad Sanu, and Marvin Jones, who they're going to try and fill some needs offensively. I think at the running back position, Jeffrey, is if I
The law firm, man.
They brought in, that's the right, they brought in Ben Jarvis Green Ellis at the running back position. I just don't think that he is a...
Every down back?
That's where I was going.
Okay, but they got Bernard Scott to spell him. Yeah. And I think, again, most teams are running back by committee. And the law firm is going to be your pounding third down goal line back. And you're going to have Bernard Scott be your first second down back.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, because I don't believe that much in Bernard Scott.
You're only asking him on the early downs. That's it. That's all you're... And then you've got Ben Jarvis. And I think that generally is going to work. And I think Andy Dalton is a good enough quarterback. He sells the play action really well. And they've got some weapons at wide receiver.
Yeah, but I think last year they got a lot of production at the running back position from Benson. And they're going to miss that.
No, you don't replace Ed Benson. You do not regret losing Ed Benson and the headaches that accompany Benson.
Right,
but you can't replace the production immediately, and you knew that. That was why you let him go, and it's a trade-off.
A running back goes over 1,000 yards. You need to find somebody. Look, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is not a 1,000-yard rusher for
He's a 750-yard rusher.
So
how'd I do? I just pulled that number out of my butt. 667. Not bad.
Yeah, 700.
But again, there they have a running back by committee approach, and in New England, they've got three backs that they go
to. Okay, maybe I just don't like the RBBC.
You don't, Steven, and it is the new reality of the NFL.
I don't like it.
You wish that Matt Forte had gotten paid the money he deserves.
Yes!
The truth comes out.
I don't like it!
The truth comes out.
I mean, if a running back runs his heart out for you, give him the money he deserves.
It is it's a position with such a short lifespan.
Over the last 4 years, I'm talking about rushing, receiving,
all-purpose yards,
blocking, everything that Matt Forte has done for the Chicago Bears with a horrible offensive line.
Jump, Matt. How high? That's his answer. That's his answer, friends. How high? He's the how high guy.
Yeah.
Jump, Matt. Jump.
All right. I'm just saying.
He's done everything they asked. But you know what? He's taking the money that...
Maurice Joe-Drew, 1,600 yards. He ran for 1,606 last year. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are treating him like he's dirt. And like he's garbage.
And if we're going money ball on this, what that dictates is that he will not have a good season this year. Guys that get that many yards don't usually duplicate that.
I don't know. Maurice Jones-Drew's been pretty...
He's a pretty special guy. And as I said, his thigh is as big as my... bigger than my head, that's for sure.
He's had three consecutive 1,300-plus yard
those
seasons.
Add up big time.
I know, but he's getting more.
I know.
And he's doing more with them.
I love him.
Is what I'm saying.
Don't get me wrong.
So, yeah, I understand. Yeah, if a guy runs 1,600 yards, he's not going to have... I don't know. Okay.
Armon Benz is going in as the... I am on Cincinnati with Armon Benz coming in at the wide receiver. 22-year-old from Pasadena, California, so I want to talk about him. And I don't know. They hit him on their practice squad in 2011. Not hard to hide somebody like this with such little experience.
Yeah.
But he's kind of expected to come in here and be a starter this year. Yeah. And it's going... I sure hope to heck that he and Mr. Dalton are best buds.
Well, the thing between, you know, Dalton and Green and, you know, don't forget Jermaine Gresham, their tight end. He played pretty good.
Jermaine's
solid
terrific.
He
had 56 catches. I mean, that's a ton from the tight end, but that's the way the league's evolving.
The thing is, what I would like to see, I don't know, maybe it's... I respect Marvin Lewis.
Oh,
I
we
like
all do.
What he does for the league. I just don't know if maybe the Cincinnati Bengals need to infuse a little bit more creativity at their head coach position. I don't know what it is.
Look, guys aren't getting arrested there as much anymore. I mean, it's like, what do you expect to do with a club and with a franchise? And these are the freaking Bengals, Steven.
Yes.
And yeah, their fans are long-suffering fans. But I honestly think they overreached last year. That's just me. They deserve to be in the playoffs. But I think they overreached last year.
I think they will be taking the step back.
I think they will be too. But I think it's probably to 8-8. I don't think it'll be a tumble,
fall. It's not going to be, but it's not going to be dramatic.
Unfortunately,
but
you guys, Cincinnati Bengals, find yourself in the most brutal division in football.
It is.
Do not win second in your division, you've got to just basically climb a mountain to be able to make the playoffs.
And
that's what you did last year.
The Cincinnati Bengals need to realize, and what they have to do,
mean and angry,
is not just be mean and angry. That's, you know, that's a given. They better be mean and angry. But the fact is, they're going to have to find a way to beat Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
Oh yeah, that's and they managed they split last year.
I think they lost.
Help me out.
They
brother.
Lost to Baltimore twice.
Okay, I'm going to pull up last season's schedule here real quick.
And they lost to Pittsburgh twice.
Really? And they still made the playoffs. That is remarkable.
They beat Cleveland.
Well, I hope they beat Cleveland twice. That's not a problem. We're talking about the Browns.
They did.
The battle
they lost
for Ohio.
They lost to Pittsburgh 24-17 in Cincy.
And then 2019.
And then
35-7.
35-7 in Pittsburgh. And then Baltimore, they lost 31-24 in Baltimore. And then in Cincinnati on the final game of the year, they lost 24-16. So,
and I don't mean to say it, but they backed their way into the playoffs.
They did. But here's the thing. Well, I don't know. The week 16, they took care of Arizona. They needed to beat Arizona. Arizona was pretty
hot. And that was a tough out.
I think Arizona had won like 7 out of the last 8 coming into that game. Right. And so, but here's the thing. You're taking care of Cleveland. That's the weakest team in your division right now. They made some strides to improve. Obviously, getting a quarterback, getting a running back, getting a wide receiver that they want. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you got to beat the top dogs.
Yep.
I think if you look,
the boys in black
division,
are the guys you need to beat, period.
You can't go 0-4 to Pittsburgh and Baltimore and move forward.
You virtually have to win out the rest of your schedule. And then, by the way, friends, you're going to have to play them in the playoffs if you manage to make the playoffs. So you better well figure out a way to beat them in the regular season.
So that's that. We'll move on to the other orange team in the AFC North.
Going back to Ohio.
Browns. The Cleveland Browns.
I wish I had my Chrissy Hynde Pretenders going back to Ohio because I like that song.
I don't know. We could give them this. I just wanted to give it to them. Jeffrey, here's the thing.
It's a crazy train there?
Last year, your wide receivers dropped more passes than any other team in the league. And your response to that was, it's our quarterback. Let's get rid of him and bring 29-year-old Brandon Whedon into the fold.
We needed an older quarterback. A more mature quarterback.
Okay.
So we found a rookie that was more mature and older.
He's older, but it's his first year in the league.
Oh, you're playing a semantics game now, Steven.
Trent Richardson was, I think, a great pick with the number 3 pick overall. I'm just not sure, and I'm not, you know, trying to burst any bubbles there, Cleveland fans.
I like Whedon a lot. I've never hidden my like for Whedon.
I've never liked Whedon, actually. I think he was a product
of
his program.
He's from OK State, you're from Dallas.
It doesn't matter that he played for Oklahoma State. I think the talent, one namely Justin Blackmon,
and who got Justin all those balls?
Yes.
Hold on
1 second. And the offense that OK State runs kind of lended himself
to
allow Brandon Whedon to do what he did.
What I like about Whedon.
Will he be able to come in and play quarterback in the National Football League? I have my doubts and my reservations. But that's not where I was going right now. I'm on Trent Richardson. And my problem that I have with Trent Richardson, although I think he is a home run hitter, and trust me, with the debacle that was running back position for the Cleveland Browns last year, they certainly needed to go out and grab him. But he's only 5'9". He weighs 228. He is not an every down back. And that's what they're going to try and use
him as. Don't tell him that.
I know he. I know he does not like it when people tell him he's not ever down back.
It's up there with calling Andy Dalton Big Red.
Ooh, don't do that.
Don't do that. You know, so we got through that and didn't say that.
We did. I almost did.
I wanted to, but I didn't because I know Andy would hate it.
Anyways, I think they had a solid draft. I think they brought some pieces into the puzzle. I like that they took a flyer, although I think they paid a little too much by giving up a second rounder, getting Josh Gordon, the wide receiver from Baylor. They brought in some weapons. Now can those weapons deliver, Jeffrey, in this division? Maybe down the road, yes. This year, it's going to be tough.
My question, and it's been my question since this transaction happened, when Mike Holmgren came over from Seattle, I have questioned his heart.
Yeah.
I've questioned his hunger to play, to compete at the highest level. I still hear Pete Carroll's voice in my head. Always compete. Always compete. I have a sense, and it is just a sense, that Mike Holmgren has backed off the accelerator of his competitiveness. And the result of it is what you're seeing in Cleveland right now. When that comes down from the presidency and the general managership, that there's just not that fire, that intensity that is so required to win at this level, you will find yourself in fourth place as long as that stays there.
Look, the only way the Cleveland Browns won the games they did, they had a solid defense. Now, would you believe me if I told you they had a top 10 defense?
Yes, because I'm looking at it.
You boob.
I didn't know you. I wasn't trying to. I didn't know what you were going to say.
Their problem was they couldn't stop the run. They were 30th. They almost gave up 150 yards a game, dude, rushing.
Yeah.
Just shy of 150 yards.
And as I like to point out, the reason you can stop the pass when you're running attack is that porous. It's because nobody's throwing that ball on you. You don't need to.
But the fact that they only allowed 19 points per game is pretty impressive. Their offense, though, 30th in points.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, your defense is only giving up 19 points per game.
Yeah, that's
but
well
you're
and
not
good.
Winning games. You know why? Because your offense
you can't
is only scoring
18. They're scoring 15.
You're not even scoring
12.
You're not even scoring two touchdowns.
12.
13.
13.
13.6 per game.
That was one of the laughing stocks of last year. Is people praise, and rightly so, Andy Dalton. What they didn't talk about is what's going on there in Cincinnati, I mean, in Cleveland, because they are so bad. They are so. That's why they had to take the flyer, if you ask me. With the quarterback at Brandon Whedon, they had to get a serious upgrade there. Colt McCoy is a failed quarterback in the NFL, correct?
That's what they say.
Mr. Texas, give me a reason that he's not.
I believe I watched.
You watched more Colt McCoy than anybody
more
else.
More Cleveland Brown games
I agree.
Than you did.
I totally agree with that.
Okay. And in those games, when I say that the Cleveland Browns wide receivers dropped passes, I'm not saying, oh, it was like a trying to make a phenomenal catch.
Right.
I'm talking
it
about
wasn't an Alex
Colt
Smith
McCoy
pass, Tim Tebow pass.
Putting it right in the money and the guys just letting it go through their hands.
You know a bit about football from what I understand, Mr. Miranda.
Yeah.
When receivers consistently aren't catching your passes that you're throwing at them, does that reflect on you as a quarterback?
It does.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but...
But Steven,
do you expect them to catch the ball?
I expect them to catch the ball from guys that they fear, from leaders that they respect.
This guy just started. It was his first season starting. He played 8 games his rookie season, and this was his first full campaign.
Well,
give him a chance
what?
To get a hold of his locker room.
People don't give you chances in the NFL.
Well,
you have to come in and win the locker room from day one.
Apparently.
Yeah. Which is why I think they've got an upgrade in Brandon Whedon. The guy commands respect. He is older. He's lived life outside of the
Come
NFL.
Come talk to me after the season when they have 50 drops next year.
If Brandon Whedon gets the same kind of results as Colt McCoy got, Then I will give that to you, Steven, but I know Brandon
There's
Wheaton.
There's another problem in Cleveland, and it's not the quarterback. It wasn't the quarterback that was there before. That's all I'm saying. There is a.
I think there's organizational problems, Steven.
That's what I'm saying. There is an organizational problem that starts with the front office, and you're bringing it. You were making that point.
I thought I made the point pretty well that Holmgren is not. He's lost his heart.
The fire.
He has.
When that comes down, and you've had coaching changes,
lots,
and you're making all kinds of decisions that are, I believe, rash, quick. Here, I need to make this decision because we need to win right now. That's a problem, and I think they're trying to use a certain quarterback as a scapegoat, and he was not the problem. He was probably the only reason why you won any games last season.
Well, completion percentage, 57.2. You're saying the rest of those balls were in guys' hands.
57.2, if he caught half of the other one, he would have been up in the mid-60s.
But, Steven, I tell you that quarterbacks – that have the fire in the belly will their receivers to win, and their receivers want to perform for them, and they do. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's what I put on Colt. I'm saying he has failed because he has not won a locker room in such a way as to get guys to perform at a higher level. And is that all his fault? I don't know, but it is a failed experiment, apparently. And we're out of time, so all we can say is that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be fine. Okay?
Really? That's all we're giving the Steelers?
Well, dude, I mean, seriously.
Okay.
It's the Steelers.
You've got to go get lunch, I guess, before you pick up the girls.
Only the girl, because they've got me on a split schedule today because they have different rehearsals.
Kara can wait.
It's just one dang
tell her
show.
Uncle said she had to wait. The Pittsburgh Steelers, real quickly, Jeff, like
what
I said
earlier.
What
did Pat Kerr would say? You start with 10 wins with the Steelers, and you go from there.
I thought he said that about the Patriots.
Yeah, he did. I'm just applying it to the Steelers, too, because it's true.
Okay, it is pretty late, but is there anything, real quickly, anything that you want to say about the Steelers?
I want to say at the end of the season when Ben Roethlisberger was hopping around on one foot is an image that I will never get out of my mind, and they damn well better make sure that he stays healthy.
Well, they also.
How's that?
They need. Don't you think they need address a backup quarterback?
Address? Nobody needs address. They're playing football.
They need to address the backup quarterback position.
Well, yeah.
They need to have an. They can't go into the playoffs
with sandwich
with Roethlisberger on one leg
and Ben and Byron Leftwich in there.
Well, Leftwich is gone, right?
Wasn't it Charlie Batch? I don't. I think Leftwich is still
Dixon?
There.
Dennis Dixon.
Gerard
somebody.
Johnson.
Gerard Johnson, that just came in. That just happened,
this
right?
This just in. 6'5", 251 out of Texas A&M. Gerard Johnson is
that's a new guy. Last year they were in the season with Byron Leftwich, Charlie Batch.
And Roethlisberger, frankly, and if the coaches would grow a pair and pull Ben out of a game and give your team a chance.
He should have not been playing in that Texas football game on Monday Night Football last year. But the fact that here's something that the Steelers...
Were we at that game?
Yeah, we were at that
Thank
game.
Thank you! I have not been able to remember. I distinctly remember standing
Monday
on the sidelines and being really close to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
I mean, I was within 30 yards of Ben Roethlisberger watching and just going, what the hell is going on? Yeah, that was the Monday night game where the lights went out.
That's correct. That's the game we were at.
I swear, Jordan insists I wasn't there. He's like, you dreamt it.
No, we were.
I was on the freaking sidelines.
I've still got it on my iPad. Ben rocking right next to me off into the locker room, and he can't walk.
Yeah, that was brutal.
But here's the thing: they decided we need to fix our offensive line and save Ben from the hits.
And they've done a lot.
And they've done Dave DeCastro.
David DeCastro
in the
is where
first
I was
going
to start. And Marcus Gilbert, and then you got Pouncey, of course, just the stud of all studs. Who's not going anywhere? Willie Colon. They've now have the talent in place to keep him upright. If Ben will do his job, let the play develop, go through your progressions, and then run if you have to. Fine. Then if Ben gets hurt, it's on him because your line is going to take care of you, and you've got the tools.
I think that the Steelers
Mike Wallace is going to be the next. Gigantic thing, 1,500 yards this year out of Mike Wallace.
Wow, that's a lot from wide receiver.
Draft him early in fantasy football. Right. You heard it here from Jeff.
I will not, but good luck with that. I hope he gives you plenty.
And you hope other people follow my advice.
There you go. So that's all the time we have. Pittsburgh fans.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. Jeff's going to give you that. You know, Steelers girl is going to be really angry at you.
Trees, for, love you.
Yeah, there you go. That's all the time we have, people. Thank you for listening. We will rein in our NFL news for the next...
Just so to people not get arrested.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, that kept going and going.
Dumberville.
Desperate. Why are you hitting your mom, dude? Come on. I'm Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.